I'd like to begin this morning just by offering a word of welcome back to Father Tom Grassgard, who's in town for some diocesan meetings this morning. Father Grassgard is the chaplain of Trinity High School out in Dickinson, also the associate pastor at St. Wendt's there. And so even though he is the chaplain of Trinity, his real claim to fame is he's a 2004 graduate of St. Mary's High School. So Father Grassgard, always great to have you here at the cathedral. Also a classmate of mine. He's a good man. Today we celebrate a certain feast day, and I want to put today's feast day in its context of the gospel that we just heard, which is from this third week of Advent. The gospel, Jesus proposes the image of two sons, a man having two sons. And he says, one of the sons is asked by his father to serve, to go out and work. The first one says no, but ends up changing his mind and, in fact, going to work. The second son says, yeah, I'll go, but then ends up not doing it. So this is an image of Christian discipleship, right? Sometimes we're hesitant, but we end up doing it. And then sometimes we say, yes, I'll do it, and then we don't. What the saints teach us is that we should say yes, but then also follow through with our yes. That's what all the saints did. They were ready to serve, and then they did it. They didn't merely talk about it, or think about it, or write about it. They actually set their hand on the plow and served. They said yes, and they served. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Lucy. St. Lucy did just that, and she said yes to the Lord at a very, very young age. In fact, she died as a martyr. She was killed for the faith during the 4th century persecution of the Emperor Diocletian. She was in her teenage years, and she loved the Lord so much that when they wanted to compromise her dignity, she was willing to go to death instead of doing that. She's a wonderful example that you can say yes to the Lord at a young age. That kids, you don't have to wait till you're old like me. You can say yes when you're young and serve the Lord when you're young. St. Lucy did that. She had a ready yes and followed through with her yes. Oftentimes, St. Lucy is depicted in sacred art, right, as holding her eyes. There's an ancient account that before she was killed, her eyes were actually removed, is one account. And so oftentimes in sacred art, they depict maybe the method in which they were killed or a tool in which they were martyred. But for St. Lucy, because her eyes were removed as part of her persecution, that's how it's depicted. And I think the opening prayer, if you listen closely today, connected the importance of eyes and faith. The opening prayer said, give us a new heart so that we may behold things that are eternal. What do eyes allow us to do? Eyes allow us to see, or in other words, to behold. We're invited oftentimes to behold God, to look at God, to look at him not just with the eyes in our head, but also the eyes of faith. But oftentimes we also forget that we're not the only ones that behold. Somebody else beholds God. That God beholds who? He beholds us. That God looks to us and he beholds us. And he looks at us with great love and great compassion and great mercy and great care. That we're not the only ones with eyes. God also has eyes, and he's looking at us, beholding us. St. Lucy reminds us that our job as Christians is to behold God, to look at him, to be in his presence, to soak it all in. But that all begins because God has first beheld us. Today, God wants to behold us in his hand, looking upon us with tremendous love and care and concern. He did so for the saints, and he does so for us.